set the tone 20 hours, 48 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Sveriges Radio utlandsprogrammet. Radio Sweden, Stockholm. Radio Schweiz, Stockholm.
This is Radio Gong calling.
Radio Suède, Stockholm.
Radio Gong calling. This is Radio Gong calling. Radio Gong calling.
Your selectors are locked. Your channel is centered.
This is WTAB, Time Anomaly Broadcasting, broadcasting on 2004 kilocycles. You're listening to WTAB, Time Anomaly Broadcasting, transmitting on 2004 kilocycles. Thank you.
falling and love is calling, the evening breeze is sigh. It's like a melody from out of the sky. My little love nest is just a dream nest, a babbling brook rolls by. It's like a melody from out of the sky. It's just like paradise to somebody and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be, gee. It's just like heaven, it sounds like heaven, to hear a baby cry. It's like a melody from out of the sky.
You're tuned to WTAB, Time Anomaly Broadcasting.
The wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. He tried his best to settle down. I'm now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind.
My heart keeps on asking, where did my love go? working instrument, but one that was destined to develop the modern miracles of radio. Marconi amazed the world by sending and receiving wireless messages 3,000 miles across the Atlantic. Since its invention, wireless has saved numberless ships and human lives from ocean disaster. Mankind can never forget its debt to Guglielmo Marconi.
On Deck Pete presents Oldies But Goodies.
And the verdict was, let the pogue go free. I mean the gal go free. I sit in the coat house with my face hid in my hands. I sit in the coat house, face hid in my hands.
Uncle Joe. Gimme more, gimme more, gimme more. Play that thing on the old banjo. All the young girls begin to sing. Some of them begin to shake that thing. Some of them throw themselves on the floor, shouting, Uncle Joe, gimme more, gimme more. A fella and his lover came in that night. Himself and Uncle Joe nearly fight. For when he tell his lover, come go, she says, look, I'm waiting for Uncle Joe. That night Uncle Joe was so vexed. Coming here I really regret. First the young girl shake up the thing, caused me to bust up my banjo string. Just tell me what you intend to do. Don't you know I'm engaged to you? I don't want to see nor to know. I'm not that loving up Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, boy, you come in time. Who did he know make up his mind? Tell the world I am going to whine from 8 o'clock until 9:30. A school teacher was there that day. This is what I can bung to say. She took a drink and she break away and shake that thing for a 30 minutes. Singer Uncle Joe, please meet with Barry Barrow and Mr. Cyril Monroe. Play that thing with the old banjo.
No matter what went out over the air, people were fascinated by radio and they listened.
It's hard to believe that you could pick something out of the air.
You're listening to WTAB. Take a tab of radio and trip backwards with us into the past.
On the last night of January, 1914, in a wireless shack near Belmar, New Jersey, Armstrong demonstrated his receiver for the chief inspector of the Marconi Wireless Company. Signals from Ireland and Hawaii, San Francisco and Nova Scotia all came through loud and clear. The chief inspector pronounced it the most remarkable receiving system in existence, recommended that the young inventor's discovery be licensed to his company. The inspector's name was David Sarno.
Telegraphy showed the general the way, took infant radio and taught it to pay, and he began what is now our CN. That's why the gentleman is a champ. To radio, what Edison was to lamp. That's why the gentleman is a champ.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget. David Sarnoff looked at radio and saw a household possession, capable of enriching the lives of millions. David Sarnoff was so thoroughly American. No fiction celebrating the American dream could begin to approach his life.
Station EA2, Madrid.
Unlike DeForest and Armstrong, he was not an inventor. He was more than any man of his time, a corporate executive who understood the meaning and the impact of science upon the future of the country. No one has ever started from a lower plane of life and gone further, in my judgment, than Sarnoff did. He reached this country when he was 9 years old, an immigrant boy, didn't speak a word of English, and in 30 years, he was president of one of the most powerful companies in America, RCA.
Here we go on another adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
When I was a kid, somebody on the block said, "Have you heard, there's a thing called radio, and you hear things through the air?" And I said, I listened to this with incredulity. "How could that be?" And he said, "Harold Merchant down the block has a crystal set. Come."
There's a great sensation of walking today, we know. Everyone is talking and fooling with radio. It's the wireless telephone. I just bought one of my own. Now I sit at home alone and hear them dish the dirt.
Radio made America a land of listeners.
Sounds like wildcat hisses, but it's boys and misses making silly wishes.
It entertained and educated, angered and delighted Americans of every kind and age and class.
Something in my ear is traveling men and females, lonesome wives and females.
It taught them new ways to dance and talk and think. It brought the world into their living rooms and sold them things they hadn't known they wanted.
I am the Edison Phonograph.
When we listen to singing and sound like that, we forget all about the early days of the radio. But the start of the great American broadcast deals with a time when radio was young. Chuck, played by Jack Oakey, is an amateur who has great faith in the future of radio. Let's listen in on a scene from the picture in which he tries to interest Rix Martin, played by John Payne.
Come over here, I'll show you a transmitter. Look at that. I got through to a guy in Passaic, New Jersey last night. I don't mean cold either, was the voice.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, there's a bunch of us guys around the country, amateurs, you know. We just get a kick out of listening to one another.
Like kid stuff to me.
She'd stuff my eye. You like to listen to a phonograph, don't you?
Well, it's not too loud.
Well, that's just a machine, but when you throw a human voice on over the air, boy, you got something.
What's the difference? You can't see who's doing it.
What's the difference? Come with me, I'll show you what the difference is. Come here.
Now for Chuck's big demonstration. Rix listens while Chuck sings one of the favorite memory songs of that day. Give my regards to Broadway.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all that gang at Park is such a street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I yearn to make over the old time.
Why, goodbye, Broadway, hello, France, we're 10 million strong. Why, goodbye, sweethearts, wives and mothers, it won't take us long. Why, don't you worry, we'll be there, it's for you we're fighting too. So, goodbye, Broadway, hello, France, we're gonna send our best to you. Why, goodbye, Broadway, hello, France, why, we're 10 million strong. Bye, goodbye, sweethearts, wives and mothers. It won't take us long. Why don't you worry? We'll be there. It's for you we're fighting too. So goodbye, Broadway. Hello, friends. We're gonna send our best to you.
Good hello, listeners. We trust that your tab is now completely dissolved in the currents of your time stream. I'm Dr. Jacques Cocteau, and I'm not actually here. This is just a recording of my voice that I have made in the past, now being played back to you in your present, which is my future. Because radio waves travel at the speed of light, all radio operators, whether transmitting or receiving, are actually time travelers. On WTAB, our engineers have reversed the flow of electrons in time and its relative dimensions in space so that we may voyage back over 100 years ago into the primordial era of 1920s broadcasting. Thanks for tripping with us back into the archives. We hope you enjoy this massage by the medium of radio.
Make the world better for alien in your brain. That race that was much
alien.
We'll give you the state vote in just a moment. But first, we'd like to ask you to let us know if this broadcast is received. Please drop us a card, address station KDKA, Westinghouse, East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But it was not long before everyone seemed to be going into broadcasting.
This is station WCAP, Washington.
University, newspapers, banks, department stores.
WJAR, Providence. WNAC, Boston.
In Davenport, Iowa, the Palmer School of Chiropractic had a station. So did the John Fink Jewelry Company in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And in Milford, Kansas, over station KFKB, Kansas folks know best, Dr. John Romulus Brinkley lectured three times a day on the aphrodisiac powers of implanted goat glands.
A good love story is always tender and beautiful, but really to warm the cockles of the heart, it should have at least a hint of the unbelievable.
Folks, I have found myself a brand new honey, bright and sunny. Don't care for money.
I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance sung by Mr. Arthur Collins, Edison Record, 1905. Now the beat that struck this town, it has turned me upside down. When the band begins to play, I start dancing right away. Many things are out of date, Taj Mahal has lost its gate. But the two-step dancing round the place can't make my feet behave. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Let's go into a trance and take most better chance. Round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Oh, I'm on the job, all right, you know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance. On the floor you gaily glide as you hit from side to side. When they bang the big bass drum, it's a cinch you're going some. It may be against your will, but you really can't keep still, for you got no chance. It makes you prance to do that two-step dance. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. I go into a trance and take most better chance. Round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Around and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that. a two-step dance.
Between May and December of 1923, RCA's WJZ in New York offered 340 soprano recitals and 98 baritone solos, 6 baseball games, 5 boxing matches, 67 church services, 7 football games, 10 harmonica solos, 74 organ concerts, 40 plays, 723 talks and lectures, and 205 bedtime stories. Radio ate up material faster than it could be produced. One desperate announcer just stuck his microphone out the studio window and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the sounds of New York City."
And now, kiddies, just like back in those days of yore, the whole family can once again huddle around that beautiful mahogany cabinet, slowly turn that great heavy dial, and stare blankly at the speaker as in your mind vague forms begin to shape themselves.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents The Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, this planet's most transient radio personality. The jock who gets fired so often he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the superpower to change formats in a single bound. Now, once again, the continuing saga of Floating Flash Frisbone. Fired last week from a talk station in Keokuk for calling the mayor an idiot and his sponsor a ripoff, Flash Frisbone finds himself in Staple Gun, Saskatchewan, Canada, in the office of the general manager of CHIT, a 100-watt AM station. Let's listen.
Ah, Frisbone, Frisbone, I've been expecting you. Come in, come in. Stamp your feet. Close the door.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is sure some weather you guys got here.
Yes, Frisbone. Beautiful, beautiful day, don't you think?
Is it always like this in April?
Yes, well, anyway, welcome to the staff of CHIT.
Boy, I tell you, this is Staple Gun, Saskatchewan. It sure is pretty.
We like it here. We like it here very much, Frisbone. You'll like it, too, especially when the spring thaw comes in June. Listen, before we put you on the air here at CHIT, we'll need some information. Just a second. Maggie, could I have the Frisbone file, please?
Is there a problem?
Just preliminary. You know, we want to see, check your background and things like that.
Okay. Well, you find that I've got a pretty extensive background.
Yes, so I've heard. Well, let's see. While we're waiting, I must say, while I was listening to your audition tape...
Yeah?
I really expected someone much shorter, with less hair.
Well, yeah, I get that a lot. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's part of the image that people associate with the voice. You know, they usually don't expect somebody with this resonance to be 6'2" with wavy brown hair and blue eyes. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, well, just the old radio biz, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah.
Coffee?
No, I never do stimulants when I'm not on the board.
Well, you don't mind if I indulge.
No, go ahead.
Well, anyway, just a second. Come in, Maggie. Maggie, close the door. Close the door.
Oh, Mr. Preston, I have the
Frisbone file. Frisbone, yes. Put it on the desk.
Okay.
My goodness. Frisbone, what is this? Is this an encyclopedia or what?
Well, they asked all kinds of questions, and they wanted to know my employment history, and I had to write down every station I worked at.
Yes. Well, anyway, we'll look at that later. Well, listen, Frisbone. Maggie.
Yes?
Listen, Maggie, private conference. You're excused. You're a lovely girl. Now, let's see. let's look at the application here. Well, Frisbone, first things first...
Yeah.
It will never do in Ottawa to have your name on the application Flash Frisbone.
Oh?
Have to have your real name.
Real name?
Yes, your real name. As they say in your country, what's your handle, good buddy?
Arnold.
Arnold Frisbone.
No, Mr. Preston. Flash Arnold.
Do this later. Listen, Frisbone, before I send you into the control room, there's something I must tell you.
What's that?
We have had a slight format change here at CHIT.
Format change?
Yes. When I hired you, we were doing something else, but that's all changed now. It's all different.
What are you doing now?
Well, we're running, it's...
What is it?
High energy wall to wall.
High energy wall to wall. What's that?
Well, didn't you listen to the radio on the way into town?
The dog sled didn't have a radio.
Oh, well, let me turn on the monitor and show you. Let's see. Right here.
Who's on the board right now?
The Iron Jaw Palmer.
Oh, I remember him.
He's coming up to a break now. Let's listen.
Okay.
That's Hallelujah and his wonderful Wackakeans and music on CHIT. Now I'm going to be taking caller number 5 at 75546.
Contest.
I'm giving away tickets for the concert to hear Dick Contino over an Indian stick. Just tell me the correct number of shimmering strings in Melacrino's orchestra, and you win those tickets on CHIT. Now here's more music for you on CHIT. The music of Mantovani and his orchestra on CHIT.
Well, that's basically it, Frisbone. Let me turn this off. That's basically our format, high energy, wall to wall. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, sure, the sure thing. That's no problem. It's the same thing that they got at K Bluey.
You worked at K Bluey?
Yeah, it's in my form right there, page 73, I think. No, there's no problem at all. You know, they K Bluey's got basically the same thing, except they play more organ music, and you know, I had afternoon drive there.
Afternoon drive at K Bluey? What happened? Why aren't you there now?
Well, I broke format one day.
Mm. Well, what did you do?
I don't know. I just wanted to kick out the jams, and I played a Myron Florin record.
Well, listen, Frisbone. We will have none of that here. None of that here. No breaking format here.
I would never.
CHIT is a formatted station, and our playlist is very tight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You understand?
No problem.
All right. If you can follow the format, you're in.
Sure. No problem.
All right. Well, listen. You go ask Iron Jaw to put you on the board, and you're on.
Oh, great.
You're on. You'll have afternoon drive.
Wow, my favorite shift. Hey, that's really neat. Okay, let me just get my briefcase here. Oh!
What's that record, Frisbone?
It's nothing, really.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
No, it's nothing, really. It's...
Give it here. What is it?
Just, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, It's whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. You were going to play Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on CHIT?
Oh, no. I just like to look at the girl's picture on the cover.
Frisbone, you are through. You are done. You are finished. You do not have the afternoon drive shift. In fact, you have no shift at CHIT whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I would like to see you out of Staple Gun, Saskatchewan as soon as possible. Get out of my station. Get out of my city. Get out of my country. Out. But little did he know that in slamming the door while making his hasty exit from CHIT, Flash set off an avalanche in the mountain overlooking the sleepy Canadian town. The avalanche hit the CHIT tower, snapping it, and sending it crashing down in the very direction our hero is standing, waiting for the next dog sled out of Staple Gun. Will he escape in time? And what does this mean to the ratings of CHIT? Join us next month when we continue the amazing adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace!
Thank you.
transmitting on 2004 kilocycles. This has been a special transmission from WTAB, coming to you through a time warp in the space-time continuum.